Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, I hope they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen. Joel, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Stan, I'm here.
You go right ahead then. So basically, we're doing it an hour early today. I appreciate your being willing to accommodate that. But what are the stories we're going to be covering today?
Well, even though I'm not having room in the World Affairs Brief to cover this, I'm going to cover it here in the interview about the Republican National Committee widespread attempts to make Ron Paul delegates ineligible for the Republican candidate convention. The strategy is that they're attempting to stop Ron Paul's name from being entered into the nomination process. They just want to have a rah-rah campaign for Mitt Romney and no, even however short-lived, temporary movement for Ron Paul. And so they've been trying to get most of the state delegations where Ron Paul had a majority to simply disallow those delegates from attending, and that's what they've done in Louisiana and Maine and other states. But there's been a rebellion in the ranks. The RNC is trying to negotiate by saying, well, we'll let you have half your delegates. The Maine delegation is saying that won't be sufficient. You can't make those kinds of deals. The governor said, I'm not going to attend. You don't let the Ron Paul delegates attend. The Nevada delegation is fully intending and has gone through the procedures to allow Ron Paul's name to be entered into the nomination process. So it's going to be a rather interesting battle if the establishment isn't allowed to head this off. And I think that's why we haven't heard any announcement about Ron Paul having a speaking slot. They've been attempting to get him to endorse Mitt Romney and call off his attempt or his supporters, and it just isn't working.
Well, I think he's a man of integrity, and I would hope under no circumstances that he would endorse Mitt Romney, who's as phony as a $3 bill, but go right ahead.
Well, the other major story is that the U.S. is conjuring up a chemical weapons threat to justify Syrian intervention. The West ragtag army of foreign hirelings masquerading as the Free Syrian Army have been badly beaten in their attempts to carve out a foothold of opposition in both Baghdad and Aleppo. The Syrian army, trained by Russian advisors and amply supplied with post-Soviet equipment, has proven to be one of the most formidable of Israel's opponents in the Middle East. And that's why the push to remove Assad and replace him with a Western puppet leader. Now, while I'm no fan of any tyranny, including Assad, I'm even more opposed to Western puppets pretending to represent democracy while fronting for the new globalist tyranny. And this week in the World Affairs Briefs, talking about the U.S. move to create another phony threat in Syria in order to justify U.S. military intervention. Well, the New York Times often takes the lead in promoting the latest government propaganda moves. This week was no exception. They said President Obama warned Syria on Monday that it would face American military intervention if there were signs that its arsenal of unconventional weapons was being moved or prepared for use. Now, it was Mr. Obama's first direct threat of force against Syria, as he has resisted, that's a phony statement, resisted being drawn into the bloody 8th-month rebellion. The U.S. has been inside that the entire time. The president's warning, they said, raises the pressure on Bashar al-Assad, whom Mr. Obama again called on to relinquish power. It underscored the deepening alarm among American officials that as Syria sinks further into civil war, its unconventional weapons will be seized by radical forces tied to terrorist groups like Hezbollah or al-Qaeda. Well, my comment is that in the first place, it's not a civil war, but a foreign intervention. Second, there's a catch-22 aspect to the threat by the U.S. that will entrap Syria, win or lose. Notice how the U.S. says that they will invade if there are signs of Assad moving his chemical weapons or preparing them for use. And that can easily be turned into a self-fulfilling prophecy by the U.S. directing its foreign mercenaries to attack Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles, forcing them to move them. Gotcha. And if perchance Syria should lose a skirmish around those weapons, there are enough U.S.-backed al-Qaeda fighters among the so-called Free Syrian Army to satisfy the second threat about the fear that those same chemical weapons could, quote, fall into the hands of terrorists. Never mind that they are U.S.-paid terrorists and no threat of being used at all. A second gotcha. Well, Western authorities say the Syrians' arsenals include chemical weapons, and that's never been a secret, especially since the U.S. knew about and did nothing to intervene as Russia transferred Saddam Hussein's chemical weapons stockpiles to Syria at the beginning of the Gulf War. But that they are uncertain whether, says the New York Times, whether the country has stockpiled biological weapons. The government official expressed little confidence that the Syrian government could keep its weapons stockpile under lock and key, given the widespread strife in the country. Well, that's another self-fulfilling prophecy when the U.S. is doing its best to destabilize the government. But there is no danger of the Syrian army being overthrown by this ragtag group of foreign invaders, let alone getting a hold of their weapons stockpiles. Last month, American officials said that they had unspecified evidence that Mr. Assad's forces had moved some parts of the stockpile out of storage, according to the New York Times. Well, it was never confirmed because it actually didn't happen. And even if it was confirmed, who is to say it wasn't to safeguard that from capture by U.S.-backed terrorist connected with al-Qaeda? Well, Jason Ditz of antiwar.com added this analysis to the controversy. U.S. officials familiar with the situation say the Pentagon has a contingency plan in place of seizing Syria's chemical weapons arsenal should Obama give them the order. The plan involves sending small teams of special operations forces into Syria. Now, I say that's nonsense. First of all, that would be suicide. But secondarily, it certainly wouldn't accomplish them unless their goal was to, in fact, use the death of some of these small teams in order to justify a larger invasion. Jason said that officials did not indicate what small teams meant in terms of numbers, but you can bet that it won't be small. Or to try to explain the difference in last week's figures, it could reflect, he said, two different schools of thought inside the administration. Or it could simply be a way, and this is what I believe, to get the troops on the ground by any means necessary and then later on use the larger estimates as an excuse to escalate. Well, exactly. Get some troops on the ground, have them take some casualties, and then justify a major escalation to save them. Well, Russia continues to provide diplomatic counters to deprive the U.S. of the propaganda advantage. The Russian Foreign Ministry main point man on Syria says Moscow has guarantees from the Syrian government that it will not use or move its chemical weapons. So you see, the U.S. makes a point that if you do any of these things, we're going to invade. And then Russia says to defuse that, we've got guarantees that they will not move them. Russia's agenda continues to be one of undermining U.S. ploys of legitimacy in intervention so that they can be correctly viewed as the bully the U.S. has become in foreign affairs. Now, this is not to say that the Russians won't become a bully, too, in the future. It will, but it needs the U.S. to be correctly painted as the aggressor in order to justify the eventual Russia-China attack on the West. The U.S. is not backing off of its bullying, even though it is aware of the bad reputation it is building, because its globalist leaders, who control both political parties, want this eventual war, too, to justify the move into a militarized new world order supposedly necessary to defend the West against the next world war.
But I think that people have to understand that our leaders have no loyalty to America. They don't care how many Americans are killed or how many servicemen are killed. Their loyalty is to this globalist idea and bring about this one world government. And if they have to kill a million or 10 million or 30 or 40 million Americans, they really don't care. But they're certainly leaving us open for a terrible, terrible war down the line. We'll be back in just a moment with our special guest, Joel Skousen, right here at Genesis.
Where Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget, and more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, here our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, and he's simply discussing this contrived conflict that's over in Syria. These are not freedom fighters. These are not these Syrians over there striving for democracy and freedom. These are paid mercenaries. They're terrorists. Some of them are Al-Qaeda. They're being financed by the United States, and certainly perhaps Russia is involved with funding them as well, but I'm sure that this whole thing is contrived. Assad is a dictator, but at least there was stability. The people were doing well. Christians were fleeing to Syria from, certainly from Iraq and from Egypt and other areas. And now where will the Christians go as we transfer control of Syria? Because it's going to fall. It's not a matter of if, but when. It's going to fall into the hands of the radical Muslims. And that's exactly what the American foreign policy wants, but they can't tell the American people. They want more persecution of the Christians over there, as they fomented it in Egypt, as they fomented it in Afghanistan, as they fomented it in Iraq, because the real policy of the American government is hatred of Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American public to know. Go right ahead, Joe.
Robert Fisk had a very interesting piece on the foreign fighters there in The Guardian, and he quoted one of the rebels saying that, or at least one of the Syrian commanders saying, one of the prisoners they captured thought he was in Jerusalem fighting the Israelis, and that shows how ignorant the type of fighters that they've imported to fight the Syrian regime really are. Well, there was news also that Syria's Deputy Prime Minister Jamil was in Moscow talking about negotiating with the rebels, including the possible removal of Bashar Assad from office. He said any problems can be discussed at the negotiations. And while this really isn't an indication that Jamil or the Syrian Legislative Council is willing to dump Assad, it is probably to placate the Russians, who had warned the United States against invading Syria today and also had warned Syria to be more less intractable in their negotiations. And they're kind of playing along with the Russians to appear as if they're being diplomatic. But nobody has any illusions that there's not going to be any negotiated settlement here. The U.S. is actually going to have to invade through using a new no-fly zone to stop the Syrian air forces. Their aircraft and helicopters have been devastatingly effective against the rebels. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton has said the U.S. and Turkey are discussing a no-fly zone over some parts of Syria. Russia opposes a no-fly zone but won't do anything to stop it from happening. I think that Russia is simply playing the role of the opposition here, not willing to stand up for Syria any more than they were unwilling to stand up for Iraq to keep the U.S. from invading, even though they claimed that they would. I think they want to do the maximum to make the U.S. out to be the bullies and aggressors of the world, and certainly this will happen again and again. The U.S. and NATO are gathering intel on Syria's air tactics in preparation for attacking, and as they actively did in Libya under the cover of enforcing a no-fly zone. In Libya, it was very much a search-and-destroy mission rather than patrols simply looking for aircraft. Ultimately, the attack on Iran is what is driving the move against Syria, as I have previously explained. In other words, Israel wants Syria out of the way so that they don't suffer major retaliation from Syria if Iran orders it after Israel attacks Iran. There's a growing hysteria about the necessity of attacking Iran that's emanating from Prime Minister Netanyahu and Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak. Both are attempting to drum up support for the attack and insisting that it must be done soon. They and the media, which promote the imminent nuclear threat scenario from Iran, are clearly attempting to prepare the public in both Israel and the U.S. for another war. After months of assuring the world that there would be no attack before the U.S. November election, they are now saying that the attack may come before the election. There are a couple of possible reasons for this change in tactics. One, the Israeli duo Bibi and Barak want to press the U.S. to completely overthrow Syria as soon as possible. Or two, the powers that be in the U.S. see Obama's true poll numbers dropping, not the phony polls published in the media, and are preparing a new war prior to the election that will dominate the news and focus attention on Obama as commander-in-chief. The kingmakers know that the U.S. public almost never votes against an incumbent during the initial stages of a new war. Well, meanwhile, the U.S. is talking up stories in WorldNet Daily pointing out to the American public heretofore secret military bases in Israel as if to invite Iran to attack them. This is just what the U.S. needs to justify joining the war they have been trying to goad into action via secret channels since 2004. There's a guy named Reza Khalili, an Iranian who's been working for the CIA, clear up at the Directorate of Operations, who claims to have been a spy inside the Revolutionary Guard, a counterterrorism expert, and currently serves as a task force on national homeland security. He forgot to list in his bio that he's a government shill. WorldNet Daily is particularly bad about allowing government shills to air their views on the website. That isn't to say that all the news is not good on WorldNet Daily, but anytime they try to delve into intelligence matters, they always get snookered by government disinformation experts. But they do talk about things which are true. The 6 American military bases in Israel that will be destroyed by Iranian missiles should Israel attack their nuclear facilities. Actually, I doubt if they can be destroyed by missiles. They are underground bases. They're very much hardened. They house ammunition, smart bombs, missiles, and other military armaments. Iran even knows the code names of these bases, numbering 51, 53, 54, 55, and 56. The diplomats said another base in the West Bank built by a German company is to house U.S. armaments. Well, so much for U.S. secrets. All of this is classified so that Americans don't know how involved the U.S. is in Israel, but Israel's enemy know all about it. Only the American public is left out. This is the same for all of the secrets that U.S. keeps from the public. Only the Russians and Chinese know the details. And that's the reason they're supposedly secret.
I think it's so important for people to understand that most Americans don't want to get involved with a war with Iran. Most Americans don't want to get involved in another war over there in the Middle East. And most of the people in the Middle East and in Iran and Israel do not want war. It is only our leaders that want war. It was the same way, certainly, in Korea. It was the same way in Vietnam. It was the same way during World War II. The American people didn't want to go to war, but they were manipulated into the war, just as they were manipulated into World War I. And I think people have to understand we're being manipulated into another war, but this one may be a very frightening one because we weren't actually hurt. You know, we weren't attacked in either World War I or World War II. But the world has changed since then, and America is no longer totally safe from attack. Go right ahead, Joel.
And I am convinced that World War III will be an attack on American military targets. But I do not feel that this Middle East war with Iran will end up touching our soil. It will stay a regional war. I think that Syria will be decapitated before the attack, then Iran, and then Egypt will be neutered in some way. And this is going to really put Israel on top of the map in the Middle East and make the U.S. and Israel hated by the Muslim world. It will not end war. That is to be sure.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Ladies and gentlemen, I fear that terrible things lie ahead. We'll just have to wait to see if they unfold. We'll be right back here in just a moment at the Genesis Radio Network.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila. Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I want to tell our listeners how they can certainly get to your website, how they can subscribe to World Affairs Brief, and then how they can get your books that have to do with certainly protecting yourself and your family, certainly from during the difficult times that lie ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is worldaffairsbrief.com. People can see a synopsis of the current brief, and they can order a free sample copy by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. On my other website, people can read about my books, joelskousen.com. That's www.joelskousen.com. joelskousen.com. My largest book, most long-standing work, is The Secure Home. It's pages, and it covers everything about high-security construction and self-sufficiency of a retreat or high-security residence. My biggest selling book is the third edition of Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. Has a brand new section on international retreating, but it has a whole new color format with all of the maps of North America and Canada, analyzing every state and province of these two countries as to their potential safety and retreat potential. The book also talks a lot about contingency planning when you can't move, how to strategically establish yourself around a major metro area that may not be safe. My last book, implement a high security shelter in the home. It's an architectural plan book on how to do a safe room in an existing basement, and all three of these books are available from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, make your preparations now. We're moving into very, very difficult times. I really believe that. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, when the Washington Post, New York Post, and San Francisco Examiner all publish a hit piece on Obama, I have to question my long-held conclusion that the powers that be are going to provide Obama with a second term. I'm not convinced that that is yet true, but this is one piece for the other side of the argument. Note, however, that this does not provide anything near the whole truth on how the establishment created and covered for Obama's illegal alien status. That's a giant conspiracy to cover up for a deception so grand that, if admitted, it would perhaps forever destroy the media notion that conspiracy in government doesn't exist. It certainly does exist, and the degree to which universities, courts, Congress, the United States executive, and has covered up for Obama's illegal alien status and how the United States falsified all his documents to get him through college and prepare the way for his political interests is a major conspiracy. Conspiracy is where people with a fiduciary trust in government collude with one another against the law, and it just happened in spades about Barack Obama. But the author, Matt Patterson, who writes for the Post, Washington Post, New York Post, and the San Francisco Examiner, doesn't go there. After all, he's part of the establishment. And that's why this is, in large part, a disinformation piece. Even though it's true, he's evading the real reasons Obama was promoted and how his background was covered up. He is simply placating the growing number of dissatisfied establishment readers of these newspapers by offering a bit of negative truth about Obama. But he also may be hinting that the powers that be are going to dump the president. I'm not sure which one. But it is interesting to see how a person tells a great deal of truth and evades the core truths. It's a classic way to misdirect the public while appearing, to tell the truth.
Well, I'll tell you what, the cover story on the latest Newsweek magazine has a picture of Obama with the caption beneath, "Hit the road." And basically, it's basically saying that Obama should simply leave the presidency now. He's nothing but a disaster. And when you see that coming from Newsweek and the Washington Post and the Examiner and all the others, my gut feeling is they've decided to dump Obama. We'll have to wait and see, but that's the way it's looking to me. Go right ahead.
Well, and as I say, I'm very open to that position because of what I'm analyzing here. Matt Patterson writes, years from now, historians may regard the 2008 election of Barack Obama as an inscrutable and disturbing phenomena, the result of a baffling breed of mass hysteria akin, perhaps, to the witch craze of the Middle Ages. How they will wonder, did a man so devoid of professional accomplishments beguile so many people into thinking he could manage the world's largest economy, direct the world's most powerful military, and execute the world's most credentialed job? Well, my response is actually he didn't do any of that. It's a tribute to his handlers and the controlled media who did all that, who created the person. Imagine a future historian, he writes, examining Obama's pre-presidential life, ushered into and through the Ivy League despite unremarkable grades and test scores along the way. Now you have to ask the question, Stan, how does he know that they were unremarkable? There are rumors to that, but they've never been revealed. None of the universities have ever revealed his grade. That means Matt Patterson's got insider information that he's using. He continues, a cushy job as a community organizer, a brief career as a state legislator, devoid of any legislative achievement, and in fact nearly devoid of his attention, so often did he vote present. And finally, an unaccomplished single term as the United States Senate, the entirety of which was devoted to his presidential ambitions, didn't put in one piece of legislation. He left no academic legacy in academia, authored no signature legislation as a legislator, and then there's the matter of his troubling associations with a white-hating, American-loathing preacher who served as a spiritual mentor. Well, it's easy to imagine, says Patterson, that a future historian looking at all this and asking, how on earth was a man elected president? Not content to wait for history, the incomparable Norman Podermitz addressed the question recently in the Wall Street Journal. Now, this is another hit piece on Obama. Of course, it's the so-called incomparable Norman Podermitz is actually a neocon, not our friend. But when the establishment starts bashing Obama, you have to wonder, are they going to start to dump Obama? Well, of course, Podoretz blames this all on affirmative action, and nobody looked at his credentials because he was a black candidate, and, you know, they gave him a pass. And so I'm, but my analysis is a little bit different from this, because I feel, you know, that no understanding of Obama's lead leads to the real reason of the erosion of liberty and prosperity that is going on in full swing but during both Republican and Bush administrations. Patterson ends by saying, in short, our president's a small-minded man and neither the temperament nor the intellect to handle his job. When you understand that and only that, you will understand why we've had the current erosion of liberty and prosperity that we've had. In other words, he's blaming it on Obama. And that's the problem I have with this piece. The solution is not to look to Obama as the blame. It's not because of his Marxism. The solution is because there's a globalist agenda, a whole series of handlers, various levels of control between the CIA and all the way on up to the courts of this nation that control both political parties. And Obama's just a puppet. That's one of the reasons why I'm not enthused about Dinesh D'Souza's movie documentary, 2016, Obama's America. I've known Dinesh ever since 1983 when I was in Washington as chairman of the Conservative National Committee. He suddenly came on the scene. It was obvious that he was being promoted by the establishment Republicans who got him jobs at think tanks, speaking assignments at all the major right-wing venues. But D'Souza's message was always mainstream conservative. He would never touch the key truths about the conspiracy that was infiltrating the right, even while I was there in Washington. In fact, there's every evidence that Dinesh D'Souza joined with them, became a neocon himself. His movie documentary is funded lavishly, and like the Peterson piece I just reviewed, he attacks Obama as the problem without nary a mention of the system behind Obama that's the real problem.
And you know, Joel, that is the problem. So many of the people just look at what's going on from a political point of view. But unless you understand there is a conspiracy, there's a small group of very powerful people who want a world government. So much of what's going on today doesn't make sense.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Hey, cold weather's coming, so it's time to get a Kimberly Wood stove. It's small, efficient, beautiful, and great to cook on. Perfect for your house, cabin, boat, or RV. See JadoProducts.com for the Kimberly stove. Purchase a Kimberly soon and get both free delivery and a free kerosene lantern. That's a $300 value. Go to JadoProducts.com or call 855-USA-STOVE. That's 855-USA-STOVE. Or go to JATOProducts.com.
Beautifully handcrafted wood caskets made by Trappist monks are perfect for your loved one's funeral. Both immediate and pre-need plans available. Get free shipping or a box of delicious Monastery chocolates with casket purchase. Promo code RADIO. Conditions apply. Call 855-US-CASKET. That's 855-US-CASKET. TrappistCaskets.com.
Get 10% off your favorite WND books by Aaron Klein, Jerome Corsi, or Joseph Farah. Go to WNDSuperstore.com. Conditions apply. Use promo code FREEDOM. WNDSuperstore.com.
Go to TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com to see the shocking evidence that shows why America is heading for a complete economic collapse. That's TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joel Skousen. Joel, this is the last segment, so you wrap up the program for us.
Well, I had a client tell me of an ominous happening last week. His wayward son had come home to live with him and was posting unwise, threatening things on his Facebook account about taking action against the loss of our liberty. Within an hour, the Secret Service was at his door, and the FBI showed up a few minutes later. Proof that the government is monitoring every email, every Facebook post, every phone call in real time. Think about that for a moment. The Fourth Amendment has been dead for years, and America is now only beginning to see it, though disturbingly it fails to bother many at all. And then you add to that, of course, there's cell phone surveillance. There's the new ordering of thousands of drones for police work, which will not only be using them instead of police helicopters, but they'll be using the surveillance aspects of eavesdropping on people's conversations from up above as well. This is a particular threat to pilots like myself because these drones don't have the ability to see and evade other aircraft, and we're expected to do that. But these drones, some of them are so small that they'd be very difficult to see and evade. I fear that once there's a mid-air collision between a private plane and a drone, the government's reaction will be to cause all private airplanes to now be under positive control, and we'll lose our freedom to fly where we want. Well, the more disturbing trend even yet, though, is that court-ordered psychiatric detention has always been a disturbing legal policy and open to abuse, and now it's starting to be used to throw people into indefinite detention based solely on what authorities consider irrational political views, like the views that we hold, stand on conspiracy. Brandon Rao, a Marine combat veteran, was abducted at his home in Chesterfield, Virginia by federal officials and local police on August 16th. He wasn't charged with a crime. Instead, he was taken into protective custody on the pretext that some of his Facebook posts concerning current affairs evinced symptoms of mental derangement or terrorist inclinations. Well, Rob was handcuffed by the police when he displayed typical, they say, he resisted. In this case, it was passive noncompliance. Following a perfunctory mental status hearing, Rob was confined to the John Randolph Medical Center, a branch of the American Psychiatric Gulag, says William Norman Greig, the Soviets called the Sihuska. I recognize that this description mingles totalitarian idioms, says Greg, but this is necessary in order to capture the specific flavor of America's version of the total state. It doesn't offer the lurid pageantry of Nazi socialism, nor does it mimic the drab, soul-deadening grayness of the Soviet gulag. America's soft form of totalitarianism blends some elements borrowed from the Soviets and Nazis, and also the state supervised consumerism depicted in Aldous Huxley's novels. Well, fortunately, Raub, because of the publicity that this gained, got the legal defense of the Rutherford Institute. In order to keep Raub apart from his attorneys, the state moved him to a mental hospital clear across the state in Virginia. There was no reason to do that other than to avoid the legal problems, but they finally got to a circuit court judge, and he threw out the case and said that it was just a travesty of justice that the state would try to lock somebody up and incarcerate them for political opinions in the United States. So this is the first time that this has occurred, though others, according to Grigg, have been taken into custody and the mental impaired excuse has been used. He gives a litany of these types of things. One of them, in fact, was incarcerated because his wife, who was a psychologist, called the police on him after they had an argument and said, "I'm afraid to go home." Here's a person who had a Class A firearms license for automatic weapons and other things, and he had a whole collection of weapons. But because he felt that martial law was imminent, his wife blew the whistle on him. He was taken into custody, even though he was released without charges. The courts ordered him under psychiatric supervision for the rest of his life. And that's just a great crime that ought to enrage people, that a person is no longer free to go about his business without having to kowtow to psychiatrists and their tests. I also had a relative who was applying for a pilot's license, and the FAA denied it because on his medical certificate he said that he had once been diagnosed for ADHD. What's the terminology for that, Stan?
You're talking about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder?
And it's incredible. They said in order to get a pilot's license, you've got to go through a whole battery of thousands of dollars of psychological tests to prove that you're no longer attention deficit disorder. I mean, this is half of the kids in schools are diagnosed with ADHD, you know, nowadays. So it's just incredible that the FAA would deny someone the pilot's license years after they ever had any problems with a school child in elementary school. But that's the way our government...
And I fear you're absolutely right. I fear that we're moving towards a police state. Joel, we're out of time, but God bless you. Thanks for being with us, and we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Stan.
God bless. And ladies and gentlemen, understand that everybody in America has a number. You get it at the time of birth now. And, of course, they have their cameras every place, and certainly with facial recognition. Sydney software, they can tell who it is they're looking at, and this is all done by computers. Certainly, everybody has a card, it's a credit card of some sort, a grocery card, and they're able to monitor everything you buy. Certainly, everybody has a dossier, not just one dossier, CIA dossier, FBI dossier, Office of Homeland Security dossier, DARPA dossier, and they're all correlated together at the fusion centers. Look them up on the internet. F-U-S-I-O-N, Fusion. Fusion centers, that's where they take your dossier, and they correlate it with all the other dossiers that the government or government agencies are putting together on you. They can listen to your conversations with your cell phone. Easy. If they're off, they can actually funnel into your cell phone software so they can do that. You don't even have to have your phone on. They can do the same thing with your telephones. Certainly, they can do the same thing with your computers. They can monitor you with the GPS on your cars. They're just so wonderful and convenient, except that now they can monitor you. There are people who want a dictatorship. It's coming. You need, of course, to get our a CD set on the military commission. You need to get our 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I actually interview government assassins, including the man who was hired to kill the man who tracked down the man who was hired to kill General Patton. We have the book Target Patton. We have a 4-CD set on how they murdered Martin Luther King. And we have the book written by the lawyer hired by the Martin Luther King's family to get the information out about how the government killed Martin Luther King. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, and certainly it wasn't Saran who did that. We have a DVD on the murder of Kennedy and a book on Bobby Kennedy. We have certainly a couple of CD sets on the murder of John Kennedy. We also have a book on the murder of John Kennedy, and we have a DVD on the murder of John Kennedy. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in sad straits because there are evil people who captured control of our government. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it through to understand who they are. You need to hear my talk on the dark secret, the talk on the forbidden secret. There's syllabuses that go with that. You need to have this information at your fingertips. Now, I don't want you to forget that we are having an all-day seminar here at the Monterey Bay area. That's going to be on October 21st, and if you want to get special rate on your hotel rooms, call in now, and we'll get in touch with the Seascape Inn, where our speakers are going to be staying. We ask you, of course, to give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because, quite frankly, we need your financial help to maintain the network of stations and shortwave, and we are going to keep at least one shortwave hour here. This hour will be maintained. But we need your help to do that. It was costing us over $5,000 a month simply for shortwave. Suddenly we're going to keep 1 hour of shortwave, but if you can help us, we need your financial assistance, not only that, but for the various radio networks we're on. And, of course, we hope that you'll join the Radio Liberty family of supporters so that we can continue exposing the dark spirits of forces that are energizing the enemies of freedom and intent upon bringing about a one-world government. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment, right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.